This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The avian flu is back in Colorado. CPR's Paolo Shasta reports.
Died from infections or were euthanized after being exposed to wild geese on the property. A quarantine limiting the movement of birds within Weld County has been established. The outbreak is the first detected in Colorado since late April. More cases may pop up as migration season continues. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
A Telluride man pleaded guilty Friday for his role in the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors say 69-year-old Avery McCracken obstructed law enforcement during the riot when he pushed through a police line into restricted areas of the Capitol. He'll be sentenced in February. RTD saw a big boost in ridership when they had free fares in July and August. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
During free fare summer, ridership grew by 10% compared to that same period last year. Paratransit saw the greatest jump, with a 50% increase. Commuter transit saw 14% more riders, and buses saw a 16% increase. But the long-term effects of free fare periods are unclear. Starting in 2024, RTD will pilot a year-round free fare program for youth under 19 and reduced fares for all travelers. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
And this is CPR News in KRCC.